Well, of course, the catalyst for the country moving into the red traffic light setting were the 9 Nelson Omicron cases. Travelling to Auckland, where they attended large gatherings, including a wedding, visited a theme park and the Sky Tower before returning home. The virus is now believed to be circulating in the city. Auckland's mayor is Phil Goff. Morena.
Morena, Susie, and welcome back and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. New Year, but we're still talking about Mate Corona. The move to red, what does this mean for Auckland?
Well, the immediate thing, it doesn't have so much impact, the restrictions on people themselves. It will limit gatherings, as you're aware, to around 100 people, which means that events like the Lantern Festival in Pacifica, music and movies in the park and various other things, sports events, will have to change, weddings, funerals, etc. I think everybody accepts that with the contagious nature of Omicron, we need to do that. The bigger worry, I think, is if we get the scale of impact that we've seen in Victoria and New South Wales with thousands of new cases a day, and then the impact that that has on the workforce across the board. So, you know, in Victoria, there were 5,000 medical workers not able to work each day because they themselves were sick. Mm. So I think really the big impact for us here in Tamaki Makaurau and for the country will be trying to contain and stop the rapid growth of Omicron so that our workforce, our supply chains, our hospital systems can cope. And that's what we need to focus on.
How confident are you that those supply chains, that those services are going to be able to cope? Because, as you say, we've seen what's happened around the world. What do you think perhaps gives New Zealand an advantage here?
Well, I think what gives us an advantage, I was looking at last Friday, actually, at the levels of vaccination. And, you know, first vax, we were up to 99% in the Auckland District Health Board of eligible people. And the average was about 96-97%. And for double vaxed was around the 94-95%. So the first advantage we have is that we have gone out and we have got that protection. And the people that we have to worry about most of all, in terms of the seriousness of the contagion, rather than, yeah, if you're vaccinated, you may get it, but you won't get it seriously. The people that will get it most seriously are those that are still unvaccinated. So what we have to do now is obviously ramp up the people getting their booster shot. And it was good to see over half of those eligible have already got it. And on Sunday afternoon, that the numbers of people getting vaccinated for their booster shot trebled. Mm. The second thing is just to do what we've done so far as a country, which we've done really well, which is follow the protocols, follow the rules. They're there for a purpose. Socially distancing, masking, making sure if you've got symptoms you get tested. Those are the things that will help us keep us safe. I'm not in the camp of those that say, oh, just let it rip, let it come in. You know, I think at one stage New South Wales had up to 50,000 cases a day and that overwhelmed everything. I'm really hopeful that with the different approach we've taken in this country, we've done better so far than almost any other country, that we can continue to do better. But, you know, Omicron is well known, it is hugely contagious, and you've got to prepare for the worst.
Nonetheless, though, the situation for some of the major projects that are being undertaken in Auckland at the moment, they are going to be significantly delayed as a result of Omicron, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you just imagine the scenario if Omicron got into the tunnelling crew on the city rail link. Mm. You know, you wouldn't be able to operate. So I'm sure that the different construction sites around the town, both the public and the private construction sites, will be putting in place measures. You know, we're doing it even in my own office. So we'll have two shifts. We'll have one shift that comes in, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the other that comes in Tuesday, Wednesday, so that if we get Omicron in the office, it won't take the whole office out. And I think there'll be a lot of businesses that will be working to do that across the board. At council, we've already got a vaccination mandate, which will help protect both our customers and our staff. And our priorities will be keeping our customers and our staff safe and maintaining the essential services. Because, you know, you have to have people to pick up the rubbish, you have to have people to clean up the streets, you have to have people to do the myriad of things that we do. We'll be trying to keep our libraries and everything else open, but we will be strictly following the protocols to minimise the risk of spread in those particular environments.
Thank you very much for your time this morning on Morning Report. That's Auckland Mayor Phil Goff.